It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Keith Richards shaded Taylor Swift's success in a new interview. The Rolling Stones guitarist told the Wall Street Journal, "Good luck, girl. Wish her well while it lasts. I've just been around too long to be picking the bones out of kids. It wouldn't be fair of me, and I've always been an opinionated bastard anyway." Richards has commented on 28-year-old Swift's career in the past, telling GQ magazine in September of 2015 that while Taylor is a pretty girl, she's just a, quote, flavor of the month. Despite Richards' feelings about her, though, Swift is a longtime fan of the Rolling Stones. She made a surprise appearance at the band's Chicago concert in June 2013 and performed their legendary hit As Tears Go By alongside them. There's only one thing that can make Oprah Winfrey run for president in 2020. God. Oprah said, "I had people, wealthy billionaires, calling me up and saying, I can get you $1 billion. I can run your campaign. That many people saying something made me think, am I at least supposed to look at the question?" She said, "I went into prayer. God, if you can think of something or think that I'm supposed to run, you've got to tell me, and it has to be so clear that not even I can miss it. And I haven't gotten that." President Trump again called for the raising of minimum legal age to purchase all guns to age 21. Trump said you can't buy a handgun until 21, so it doesn't make sense someone can buy a semi-automatic rifle like the one used in the school shooting in Florida at 18. He also said the NRA is opposed to the age increase, and while he's a big fan of the NRA, they don't have to agree on everything. Trump also signaled his support for the Manchin-Toomey proposal that calls for expanding background checks on gun sales to include firearms sold at gun shows and on the internet. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom all but confirmed that they were back together on Wednesday.
I was like, what are you doing? You're actually enjoying Katy Perry?
Well, this is my favorite Katy Perry song.
Okay, I was like, wait, did I play the wrong song?
They were spotted on a romantic trip to Prague. The singer was seen enjoying a casual stroll around the city with the 41-year-old actor and his pet pooch, Mighty. The duo split after a year of romance last March, but reportedly rediscovered their close connection during a trip to the Maldives last month.
Ooh, hold on.
I am so stoked for this movie. Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio will star in Quentin Tarantino's latest feature, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Tarantino describes it as a story that takes place in L.A. in 1969 at the height of hippie Hollywood. The two lead characters are Rick Dalton, played by DiCaprio, former star of a Western TV series, and his longtime stunt double, Cliff Booth, which is played by Brad Pitt. Both are struggling to make it in Hollywood, and they don't really recognize Hollywood anymore because it's all hippie and stuff. Mm-hmm. But Rick has a very famous next-door neighbor, Sharon Tate. Do you know who that is?
Sounds familiar.
Sharon Tate was murdered by the Charles Manson cult.
Oh, okay. Now we're getting into a little Murder Monday stuff here.
Yeah, so
okay.
This looks really great. The film is set to be released worldwide on August 9th, 2019. Mm-hmm. A source revealed that Demi Lovato and Wilmer Valderrama are in a good place and that a rekindling of the relationship wouldn't all be that far-fetched. The source also said their relationship is very important to them. If the timing is right, it would not be a surprise if they find their way back into a romantic relationship. Demi had some oats to sow, and Wilmer has always been supportive. They needed to take a step back to be able to see things a little more clearly. They're in a great place friendship-wise and are not going to rule anything out. Fuller House creator Jeff Franklin was let go due to his behavior. Franklin is accused of being verbally abusive to staffers, making sexually suggestive comments about his own sex life, and employees also complained that he would bring women he dated to the set and would occasionally give them small parts in Fuller House, which definitely wouldn't be fair.
Sorry, I know you're an actor for a long time. This is the girl I'm hanging out with. Yeah. Let her do your scene real quick.
Comic actress Kristen Wiig is allegedly the top choice to play the villain role of Cheetah in the Wonder Woman sequel opposite Gal... how do you say that girl's name? Gal Gadot? Gadot?
Lady Godiva?
No.
Gal Gadot?
Maybe it's that.
Galaga? I don't watch Galaga.
Any superhero movies or anything, so the people that play them or anything, I don't
Gal
know.
Gadot.
All right. So it's Gal Gadot?
Gadot.
Giggity, giggity, giggity.
Giggity,
goo. Warner Brothers had no comment on the potential casting. The studio also has slated the movie, by the way, for November 1st of 2019. Insiders indicate that Wiig has always been high on director Patty Jenkins' list for the part. While it is currently unknown if Wiig is completely on board for the role, a recent meeting between Wiig and top execs began to move things in the right direction. And Ed Sheeran has submitted plans to build a chapel on his Suffolk estate for his wedding. Ed and his fiancée, Cherry Seaborn, are waiting on planning permission to construct the venue, which will be just yards from his house. Once constructed, the building will be 32 feet tall and will be able to hold 24 people. Ed wants to build the chapel as a place to, quote, retreat for contemplation and prayer. Aww. Ed and Cherry won't know if their application went through, though, until April. Aww. That is the garbage.